Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 8, The Day the World Shrank. Before the internet, before the global village, before most people even thought of the planet as a whole, there was Mexican Maiolica. The Talavera workshops of Puebla, Mexico, produced tin-glazed pottery, which included some of the world's first truly global imagery. Potters from Seville, Spain, began making this work in Puebla around 1520. Everything needed for tin glazing could be found nearby. As this new pottery activity introduced gadgetry such as wheels and kilns, this was to be a men-only club, unlike handmade pit-fired campesino pottery made primarily by women. Local assistants were trained from scratch. Most of the extremely talented native potters who had made the highly refined pre-Columbian wares we now enjoy in museums and on our Instagram feeds had been killed years earlier. As part of the Aztec literati, they were doomed to extinction. Mexico was a transit hub for colonial riches flowing across the Pacific to metropolitan Spain. As such, large shipments of Chinese export porcelain passed through Mexico. Mexicans were crazy for these blue and white pots. Much of Talavera's refined ware intentionally imitated the Chinese. More interestingly, the influence of multiple continents and cultures could be seen on Puebla Maiolica. Middle Eastern Islamic aesthetics, lingering from the Hispano-Morosque tradition in Spain, encouraged filling the whole space with designs. The European, primarily Italian, Istorio approach emphasized realistic or narrative imagery. Decorative frills defined the Chinese influence. And local flora and fauna, such as cacti and jaguars, provided ready inspiration to those Mexican potters. All this on one blue and white surface. And all this 100 years before European potteries began slavishly copying Chinese designs, or Chinese potteries began slavishly reproducing European designs. Things progressed so well that Puebla's potters formed a guild in 1653. The Potter's Guild regulated production, quality control, sales, and, curiously, penalties for counterfeiting their refined imitation Chinese work. The guild folded 100 years later, but its rules continued to influence production up to the early 19th century. Mexicans loved their blue and white Maiolica. They especially loved drinking chocolate from those Maiolica mugs. Well-to-do 18th century Mexican women obsessively drank chocolate from these colorful mugs everywhere and at all times. But there were limits. A decree had to be passed banning ladies from bringing chocolate drinks into church during masses. I think those ladies' world must have shrunk a little on that sad day. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember that old saying of absolutely biblical magnitude, "My cup runneth over."